Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on commanding those in authority to be kind to their subjects, to give them good advice and to be compassionate towards them, and forbidding those in authority from deceiving them, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interests, and being unmindful of them and their needs. So today's hadith is the last hadith of this chapter. An Abi Maryam al-Azdi, annahu qala li Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من ولاه الله شيئا من أمور المسلمين فاحتجب دون حاجتهم وخلتهم وفقرهم احتجب الله دون حاجته وخلته وفقره يوم القيامة فجعل معاوية رجلا على حوائج النار وهو أبو داود والترمذي. حضرت أبو مريم الأزدي narrates that he said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. So what Abu Maryam al-Azdi, he narrates that he had said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. So this Abu Maryam al-Azdi was a sahabi also. So Abu Maryam al-Azdi radiallahu anhu narrates that he said to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, one sahabi saying to another sahabi, this is what I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that when Allah ta'ala appoints a person over the affairs of the Muslims and he is blind to their needs, blind to their necessities, and blind to their poverty, Allah will be blind to his needs, his necessities and his poverty on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu therefore appointed a person to see to the needs of the people. Now here we see that the person, every one of us, we need the help of Allah Ta'ala, we need the assistance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we need the Allah Ta'ala's help, rahmat, mercy at every level, whichever level we look at it, before we were born, when we were young, as we are growing up, in our adults, in our adult age, in our senior age, in our sickness, in our health, every time we need the assistance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the time that we will need the assistance of Allah Ta'ala the most will be on the day of Qiyamah. That will be the most severest day that we will ever experience. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. But that is the day that any person needs the help of Allah Ta'ala the most. So look at what this hadith is saying, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when Allah appoints a person over the affairs of the Muslims and he's blind to their needs, in other words, he doesn't turn, he doesn't give any attention to the needs of the people, what they need, their poverty, the necessities, Allah Ta'ala will be blind to his needs. That person was in the leadership, he's supposed to be looking after the affairs, the interest and the welfare of these people, he turned a blind eye, Allah Ta'ala will turn a blind eye to him on the day of Qiyamah, when his needs will be the most, necessities will be most, and his poverty on that day will be the most. And now when he needs the help of Allah Ta'ala the most, Allah Ta'ala will turn a blind eye to him, because he turned a blind eye to the people. See what a serious matter this is. Turning a blind eye to those that are below us, those that need the assistance, those that are the subjects, and now they need the help of those that are in charge. Those that are in charge are not interested in them. See what a serious repercussion this has. One other thing we learn is that one sahabi here was telling another sahabi. Abu Maryam al-Azdi radiallahu an was telling to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, immediately when he heard the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't delay. He appointed someone that you oversee the affairs of the people, what is their needs, etc. You see to it. Why? With the hope that Allah Ta'ala will save me, that I was not neglectful of the needs of the people. I appointed someone, so to speak, like a minister, to oversee and see what the needs of the people are. So that the hope is that Allah Ta'ala won't take me to task for not taking care of the needs of the people. So this is a lesson for us, that when we hear a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately we should make niyat in the heart that we are to make amal. And if it's an opportunity to make amal immediately, then immediately we should also make amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.